The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coming up on today's show of Living Large Radio, if there's one thing that Hollywood knows, it's money. On today's show, we're going to cover some iconic cinematic examples of what to do, and more importantly, what not to do when it actually comes to your finances. All that and a whole lot more. Coming up on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
Hello, and welcome into Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management and author of the book Uncommon Sense Retirement. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins, along with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Don't forget that Mark Henry, not only Charlotte's wealth coach, he's Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach, and he talked about Hollywood. Well, it isn't exactly known for preparing us for life in a real world, that's for sure. So every phone number seems to begin with KL5 or 555, but there's a reason for that, because you don't want to give out real phone numbers by accident on those shows. So nobody has that 555 exchange except those actors. And oftentimes, some of the characters are mostly unrelatable. But while the big screen wasn't really created for financial guidance for you in the audience, lots of lessons that we can learn from them, maybe what not to do, as Mark said earlier. And that being said, we've got a few famous movie quotes right now. Lined up. Yeah, we're about to put the advisor on the hot seat. Are you ready, Mark, to see how all these clips relate to the world of financial planning and preparing?
Let's see how it works. Let's go. I think this is going to be a lot of fun for everybody today.
All right, here's the first one.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
All right, now that clip comes from Wall Street, and probably
yes, it does. One of the most famous.
Yeah, in that Oliver Stone film, it's Gordon Gekko, who was Michael Douglas, of course, and of course he's easy to hate in a lot of the movies he's done. He delivered that speech in the movie. But now, how does that relate to financial planning? And in your opinion, is greed a good thing, Mark?
Well, you know, the Bible is very clear that we don't want to be greedy, but unfortunately, we all have that in us, and we want to make profits. We want to make money. And so we want to look for companies when we're investing that make money. And it's so funny. I had someone tell me, this came up recently in one of the meetings, and this particular, I got to go in on it. One of the advisors, one of our fiduciary advisors, I should always say, was sitting with somebody. And they said, well, you know, our person had been so good. We've been with them for 14 years, and they've been so good at picking stocks. And the last, you know, it really done well. And so we think, well, why are they here? Well, because they were really good at it until what, Chuck? Until they weren't.
Right.
Well, here was the statement, and that's where you go with this idea of greed is good. You know, you're trying to pick these companies that, you know, are making big profits and all that stuff. As Michael Douglas said, that film is so old. Can you imagine? That was 1987. But the idea was, when I told them and I asked them this, I said, well, let me ask you a question. I know you felt like he was this person, guy, girl, whatever, was really good for a long period of time, and then the last few years has been horrible, and you've lost a lot of money. Could it be just that the market's coming off of the 08 financial crisis and the Great Recession, and then you started with this person, and so they were really good in late 09, 10, 11, 12, one of the greatest times ever to be invested, and that went on one of the greatest bull runs we've ever seen? Because here's the reality, Chuck, if that person is really that good, if they're really that good of a stock picker, greed, they're really good at finding the right ones, why are they doing it for this client? And you say, well, Mark, that's their job. No, no, no. Think about it. Why would they do it for you when they, if they're really that good, if their magic potion, their secret sauce, their formula that you pay to learn how to do and all that, if it's really that good, why aren't they on Wall Street working for some $1 trillion hedge fund doing it?
Right.
Where they could make some real money. Most likely you don't have enough money to work with a stock picker that's really that good. And so you're just right. You're just in there going along with markets.
True.
And that's reality, Chuck. And I think you got another one for us that kind of relates into this.
All right, let's go to the second one.
I got in early on some wireless IPOs and the stuff just skyrocketed from there. What about you, Greg? What line of work are you in?
I'm in healthcare.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of Benjamins to be made right now with the biotech stuff. Yeah, I don't have to tell you that. How's your portfolio?
I'd say strong to quite strong.
Yeah, strike while the iron's hot.
All right, now this is from Meet the Parents. Remember that?
That's Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, well, it reminds a lot of people. Well, first of all, what are your thoughts about how this relates to the world of financial planning?
What's what we're talking about, though? It's the thing. He got in on some bio stocks early and wrote them up and all this. Listen, in the world of actually becoming wealthy, the idea behind this, when we're talking about retirement, which is what I focus on at Alloy Wealth, it's not trying to be a trader. And when I say a trader, I'm talking about someone that buys and sells and times the markets and hits these things to get rich quick. We are investors, and we invest for long-term in core strategic goal-based retirement planning, not putting all of our money in one asset class, not putting all of our money in one type of asset class, and having money goals-based for short-term needs, Chuck, for medium-length needs, for long-term needs, for income, looking at things through a tax lens. And that's how you actually maintain your wealth and build wealth in this country. This idea of being a timer, it just doesn't work.
No. All right, let's go to the next.
You got another one for us.
Yeah, what's the next one?
Nobody, okay, if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett, nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles, least of all stockbrokers.
All right, that's Wolf of Wall Street. We know
that. Well, that's what we're talking about, Chuck. That's the Matthew who?
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, and he was in our locker room once. You know, he's a big hockey fan and all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he is a big hockey
he's
fan.
He's actually a really nice guy.
I understand he's a nice guy. Yeah, yeah, I understand he's a very nice guy. But that's the reality of it. That's this myth that people are so, I love Wall Street, but this idea that you're working with the best stock picker in town and they can always time the markets and all, it's a movie clip, but it had so much truth to it. The asset allocation and risk tolerances are important topics that must be discussed with your financial advisor, and you've got to be in the right asset classes for where you're at in life.
Yeah, let's try another clip here now.
We borrow a few bucks, just a small loan, and we find ourselves some reasonable lodging.
It's a good plan. And we'll keep track of all the money we spend with IOUs.
We'll be meticulous, right down to the last penny. Whatever we borrow, we pay back.
We're good for it.
This is the Hotel Presidential Suite, normally reserved for royalty.
We'll take it!
And that's our good friend, Canadian Jim Carrey, and of course, Michigander Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber. Right.
Dumb and Dumber, one of the classics. And what does that have to do with finances? Ask anybody that was in the crypto debacle with our good friend there at the giant thing that went out. I swear when I think about that, the FTX and how that blew up. But I go back to that movie because that's what those kids were doing. I mean, these guys were just deceiving everyone. And it was literally, how could this happen in today's day and age? But, you know, you can watch that Netflix special about one of the greatest hoaxes ever portrayed on Wall Street and bilked people for millions. And who was that? Think about it. Who was the great one out there in Wall Street that deceived all the actors and everybody?
Unbelievable.
We know who we're talking about,
that's
right?
That's right. He was in jail in North Carolina.
And he's got, and listen.
And he made off with a lot of people's money.
It's our old friend Bernie.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bernie Madoff. And so when you think about that, how do these things even happen? It's because people want to, as a whole, they want to go out and get rich quick.
All right, we've got another one here, and here's another.
My grandmother gave me a savings bond when I was a kid. I get $25 in 1993, so that'll be good.
And that's Adam Sandler
from The Wedding Singer. And I know we're going to run out of time, but I don't want to miss this last one. So throw that one in, and then I'll wrap this thing up.
All right, we're going to go with a Laker fan.
Nobody panics when things go according to plan.
All right, that Laker fan, of course, is Jack Nicholson in The Joker, The Dark Knight, the Batman trilogy. But, so but how's that relate?
Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Here's the problem, Chuck. Nobody, and I say nobody, most people, when it comes to long-term retirement planning, don't have a plan. They've been forced by Wall Street, by their local big box retail planner, that are good men and women, to believe that that monthly statement, quarterly statement they get is their plan. And it's, you know, as everybody says, it's all fun and games until you get your eye poked out. It's all fun and games until you go through a year like last year, or till you sit here in a market that we're in currently where there's so much fear in this market, high inflation, things out of control, Fed raising rates, bank crisis, and this bank crisis is real, and nobody has a plan. And now's the time, Chuck. Let's get these phone lines open.
All right, they are open.
All right, listen, this is so important. We're going to accept the next 15 callers that will call in right now. And when I say right now, it's not a toll-free helpline. You've got to get your appointment book out. You got to pick up the phone and you got to call. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, don't miss this opportunity. An opportunity to get an actual written plan done by a certified financial planner and not pay for it. I've seen others charge $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for a plan done by a CFP. We're willing to give it out absolutely free with no obligations if you're one of the lucky next 15 callers, whether it's beautiful Greenville, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, or Charlotte, North Carolina. And what this is going to consist of is helping you take this mystery out of what's going on. We're going to talk to you about things like a fee report, help you untangle what you're currently paying. A lot of times people don't even know. They think they know, but then they're quite surprised. We're going to do a tax analysis, see if we can potentially reduce taxes in retirement. We're going to do a customized income plan. That's one of the most overlooked parts of the entire picture, is having a written income plan. And we're going to do it all absolutely complimentary with no obligations of any kind if you'll do one thing for us right now. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
800-501-9805. You can text as well. Keyword wealth. Same number, 800-501-9805, for that written financial plan that follows that comprehensive review. Next 15, no cost, no obligation. 800-501-9805. Call or text wealth to 800-501-9805.
It's break time. Mark, what's coming up next?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, fake news has become the normal, and it can be hard to separate fact from fiction. So backed by popular request, Financial Advisors Mythbusters is back to clear up some of those common and controversial misconceptions. You better stick around for this one, all that and a whole lot more. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Most of us are looking forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Don't let a lack of confidence in your plan turn your retirement dream into a nightmare. Discover tools and techniques of how to minimize risk, avoid overpaying in fees or commissions, and create tax-effective strategies within your retirement plan. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right, call or text 800-501-9805.
We're back with Living Large Radio. Mark Henry, founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management, and encouraging you to subscribe to his channel on YouTube. That is Living Large Retirement. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Remember that Mark Henry is Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. You know him as wealth coach in Charlotte as well. And you asked, and so we are answering. It's time for Mark to bring you the financial mythbuster into the mix to help clear up some of the misinformation and disinformation surrounding financial planning. And we're going to go with a premise, and you're going to tell me whether it's a myth, a fact, or maybe myth-ish. I'm not lisping either.
We've had a lot of people ask for this one, so let's go. Let's see what you got for us.
All right, we're going to start with this one. Long-term care insurance can be expensive, and it is use or lose, but it's only game in town. That's all you have at your disposal. What is that, a myth or a fact?
Well, I'm going to say that one's actually a myth. Now, what we're talking about is traditional long-term care, the kind that our grandparents had, our parents maybe, and many people still have today. Yes, that can actually be factual when it comes to that because it can be extremely expensive. And if you don't use it, you lose it. But that's not the type. We don't offer that here. Long-term care insurance can actually be very affordable. But here's what I know for sure. You do not, listen to me carefully, you do not have a financial plan for life, for retirement, if someone has not discussed with you what will happen if long-term care comes your way. Because that is such an uncontrollable for so many people. But the bottom line is, using the tools that exist today, there are ways for most people, not everyone, can't. There's no blanket coverage for everyone, but for most people, they can incorporate long-term care protection into their written retirement plan, and it can be done. But again, that's not what they're talking to you about down at the big box retail firms, and that's one of the reasons why we have a complete department to help people with long-term care, Chuck.
All right, here's another one now. This premise: the median retirement savings for baby boomers amounts to about, a little over $200,000 a household.
Chuck, unfortunately, that one's a fact. Yeah. And that's just not enough money. According to a survey conducted by Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, conducted in 2022, this is a very recent survey, baby boomers, the largest generation we've ever seen that are retiring at over $10,000 per day, have a median of $202,000 total dollars saved for retirement. And while that number might seem high, that would only amount to around $8,000 per year, or $650 per month if you use that old crazy 4% rule, which you know I don't agree with. But think about trying to live off of, Chuck, in your own family, think about you trying to live on Social Security and $650.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't sound like a good retirement to me, Chuck.
Oh, no, I don't think so. All right, what about this premise? All debt is bad.
I think that's absolutely mythish or a myth. Listen, debt is one of the greatest killers of wealth building and wealth transfer. And you know that I'm right about this. However, there is what's called good debt and bad debt, and you need to understand those, especially in the place we're in today with out of control inflation and rising rates. You need to understand how that works, not only on your own personal balance sheet, but how it's going to work for many companies in America right now. And this is why so many people are going to be so disappointed in how their portfolios and 401ks do in the future, Chuck.
All righty. Let's talk about this premise. You should never discuss financial issues with significant others, such as your friends or your family or maybe even coworkers.
I think that's absolutely a myth. I think the more you include, in fact, we can't make it mandatory, but when we bring people in for these complimentary free retirement planning sessions and doing a certified financial plan, we really strongly, heavily, highly encourage, if there's a significant other in that relationship, both people attend. You need your spouse involved in this in the family. And I will tell you, the more you can get your children involved in things, and I've talked about this on the news, on television, on many stations, there are times when you really need to bring the family together and let them understand why you're making the decisions you're making. Because if you have young children, one day they're going to go through the very same things you're going through, and they'll remember how mom and dad handled those items. So absolutely, it needs to happen. And the more information you can give a true retirement planner, not a stockbroker, a true retirement planner, the more complete your plan can be.
Yeah, as in anything else in life, communication is certainly the key there. All right, what about this one? Is this fact or myth? 60% of Americans believe Social Security benefits make up the majority of their retirement savings.
It's unbelievable, Chuck. That's actually fact. According to a recent study that was done, 60% of Americans believe this. Now, this doesn't mean that those surveyed have been utilizing the other vehicles for savings or retirement. It just means they believe that their 60% of what they're going to have for retirement is coming out of Social Security. That's just not okay. Social Security was never designed to be your retirement.
All right. And that was a survey conducted by Statista.
Yeah.
All right. And that's in honor of John Rahm, who won the Masters last week. It's Spanish, I guess. Jose told me that anyway. All right. You've got to have a lot of money to invest. Is that true or not?
Absolutely not. That's a myth. You don't have to have a lot of money to invest in your financial future. It's all relevant. When we deal with people that come in here and have $10, $15 million, that sounds like a lot of money. When we have people come in and their entire net worth is $300,000. Let me tell you what a lot of money to them is. $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be very clear. All you have is all you have, and it matters exactly the same to the person that has more. It doesn't matter the number. It's a dot on a decimal or something on a piece of paper. It's not my money. It's not Alloy Wealth's money. It's your money, and it deserves to be treated and managed exactly the same.
All right, here's a premise that maybe on a law school test or maybe an SAT test, and it's a trick question here. Social Security benefits begin at the age of 63.
No, that would be a myth because currently Social Security benefits start at age 62. Now, why did I say
change.
Currently?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why I said currently,
yeah.
Didn't I, Chuck?
Yeah.
and you can delay benefits how long, Chuck?
Till you're 70.
Right. And if you're born in 1960 or later, full retirement age is what?
Full retirement.
67.
That's right.
FRA is 67.
There
it was 65. That's right. Yeah. So there's a lot of changes going on with Social Security. And listen, let me be very clear. $32 trillion in debt in America. It's going to change some more.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And our last premise is the safest place for all my money is in the bank.
That would be myth-ish. Ask anybody that was a Silicon Valley Bank. I'm being mean when I say that a few weeks ago. But that is certainly is an indication that a lot of people aren't using and allocating their funds properly. So we have to build. I love banks, and I'm not at all suggesting you need to make a run on your bank. You don't. But we have to think about not putting all our eggs in one basket. That's why you do correct retirement planning. It's why you do goals-based retirement planning, and you really work with a fiduciary, someone that has to work in your best interest, and you get plans done, hopefully always by certified financial planners. Chuck, let's open the phone lines.
All right, they're open.
We're going to take the next 15 callers. You do not want to miss this. If you can hear this, you absolutely want to write down the number and pick up the phone and call, because here's what we're willing to do. It's not a toll-free helpline. It's so simple. You get your appointment book out. You schedule an appointment to come in and sit down in one of our beautiful offices, whether it's Myrtle Beach, Greenville, South Carolina, right here in the Valentine area. If you've saved $250,000 or more, and more is always better, we will build a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner, and we'll give it to you absolutely free. You heard it correct. That's right. Absolutely free. And what does that plan consist of? It has things in it like a tax analysis, an income plan. It has risk reward, goals-based planning, fee-based reports. We do it all. It's multiple. This is not a one-page cookie cutter plan. This is one designed around what you want to do with your money in life, and it gives you a written prescription for how to do it. Whether you do it with us or anybody else, you'll have a written plan, and it's all 100% complimentary if you'll do one thing right now. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
800-501-9805 and text WEALTH, that you can do that as well. Same number, 800-501-9805. For the next 15 at no cost, no obligation, this is you coming in and talking about you and your retirement with a comprehensive review, and following that written retirement plan. It is is prepared by a certified retirement or financial planner. Again, to schedule, 800-501-9805, call or text keyword wealth, 800-501-9805.
All right, Mark, in your role as a retirement planner for people and a wealth management person, you get a lot of questions, don't you? That's what we're going to talk about next.
Coming up on Living Large Radio, how do you even know what questions you ought to ask a financial advisor? When we get back, we'll answer some of the biggest retirement planning questions to help you give you an edge over everyone. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
We're back into Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, founder, CEO of the firm Alloy Wealth Management, and someone you see a lot on TV on the Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS affiliates here locally with Living Large Television. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Always remember that Mark Henry is Charlotte's wealth coach and also Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. And there's a lot of questions.
YouTube's wealth coach, too. We're getting ready to crest 10,000 subscribers now, Chuck. I got to put that cheap plug in there for our YouTube channel.
I love it. That's tremendous. Well, you get a lot of questions. People ask themselves that. Maybe they plan. Maybe they ask you. But oftentimes these questions stem from wondering exactly what stage of your life will play out in an effort to help you properly prepare for your financial future. We've got a compiled list for Mark of questions that so many pre-retirees and retirees ask themselves and professionals in the process. And I guess, obviously, if you're getting ready to retire and pay yourself, how much do I need to retire is question number one, right,
Mark? Wow. Yeah. So let's start with that one. If you're working with someone that's trying to convince you there's some magic number, I love it when people come in and say, well, I met with so-and-so, but they told me I didn't have enough money to even work with them because they're all about a number. Let me be very clear. Yes, you have to have saved money to work with a retirement planning firm. But this idea of how much you need, it doesn't come down to a number. There's so many variables that go in. That's why we have to sit down with you and do a written retirement plan, because many people can retire on far less than other people. Their lifestyles, what they choose to do in life, doesn't put a draw on it the way it does on other people. And I see others that have a big number. A lot of people look at it and go, Chuck, I've saved so much. They're good. And they're not good. They're not going to be successful in retirement because their lifestyle and their hopes and dreams are so unrealistic in proportion to what they did save, even though to some people it's a large number, Chuck.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Question number two, is it possible for me to retire early if I want?
That's where the planning comes in. That's not going to be done off of some statement for some big box retail planner. They're not going to, they walk in. If somebody tells me again, their advisor told them they're fine again, it just makes me, whenever Terry, my wife of 29 years, says, how are you, honey? I'm fine. Oh my God, I know something's what, Chuck? Something's wrong. It's not. It is absolutely possible for many people to retire earlier than they thought. And for some people, they're going to have to work longer than they thought. And when do you want to know those answers?
Like yesterday.
As soon as possible.
That's right.
And listen, you want them in writing so you can look at what changes you may have to do to position yourself in a better position to have the kind of retirement you've worked so hard for. You deserve it. Why are you leaving it up to chance?
Absolutely. All right, here's one you've probably gotten. How long is my money going to last me in retirement, Mark?
That's the number one issue, because you've got to set yourself up to have actual income that's going to last how long, Chuck?
A lifetime.
a lifetime. You got to have income first, because if you're trying to do it based on some withdrawal percentage, I can tell you how that works out for most people. It does not work out. Department of Labor estimates the average American will spend about 20 years or more in retirement. Chuck, we've got to do this. A good financial advisor will have strategies written in writing that prove to you how you make your money last in retirement.
Yeah, well, here's one now that I can't even believe people would ask, because if they don't know the answer to this one, they're in trouble. How do I save for retirement?
Well, that's actually a more popular question than you'd think, because what they're really asking there is they have to take that, break that down. How do I save correctly for retirement? Because so many people have put all their eggs in one basket, all their money in one type of account. Typically, it's what, Chuck? A 401 or some other type of deferred account, where now what they're worried about is in the high taxes that we're going to be entering into because of the national debt, in my opinion. They've got all their eggs in this one basket, and how it looks like a big basket, but yet when the government gets their hands on it and takes a lot of taxes out on it, maybe it won't be enough.
Yeah.
So there could be a better way to save for retirement, and that's what people are really asking on that question, Chuck.
All right, here's a good question a lot of people ask. Many in our audience would concur with this. When should I take my Social Security benefits?
And that's a great question that needs to be answered, and it's different for everybody. There's no flat answer, and here's the question I have. Why hasn't your current big box retail planner sat down and built a Social Security retirement plan for you, showing you mathematically when you should take it and why it should be on those terms?
Yeah. All right. And you touched on this earlier about full retirement age. And some people would say, well, what is my full retirement age?
Well, according to who? Full retirement age is when you feel like you can no longer work anymore. For some people, that's going to be 50. They say, what do you mean 50? Well, according to the government, Social Security full retirement age will be, let's say, 67 for people born in 1960 or after. And before 1960, it will be different ages based on when they were born. But for anybody born in 1960 or later, it's going to be 67 until they change it again. But retirement age can be whenever you've accumulated enough money to change and actually pay yourself in retirement and stay that way forever. And again, Social Security benefits start when, Chuck? 62.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was 63. Oh, we
no,
explored
no,
that
Chuck.
Before.
Don't confuse anybody.
No, that was the trick question from the last segment. Okay. Should I take my pension as a lump sum or should I take it in monthly installments is another
this
question.
This one is excellent question. We get it all the time. And the answer is, I don't know. And you say, what? You're supposed to be good at this. No, we got to sit down and build a retirement plan. Many times for people that still have a pension, and that's still quite a few people, you can actually take it and take a lump sum and then create your own pension that pays you more, but if you died early, could still give a death benefit to somebody else. Or many people don't realize this. A lot of times the pensions don't have a joint option, and we can take the money and create a joint pension so it pays you and your spouse. Or sometimes we need to do two things with it. You say, what do you mean? Well, we take it and we create a pension out of it and a lump sum. Do both. We have to fund. We don't have enough on-hand cash, so we're going to do a smaller amount for a pension and also increase or pay off the home or do some other things with the lump sum part. So remember, many ways to do this, but if you take a direct lump sum payout for your pension instead, you could have taxes due. This is why you must work with a retirement planner, a certified financial planner, to help you make the right tax decisions, because there's ways to do this without paying taxes on the money until you actually put it in your hands. And so there's a lot of ways to do this, but the bottom line is the answer is different for everybody, Chuck, because we don't know what other monies you've saved, what other incomes you may have, Social Securities, and all the other things that go into building a written retirement plan.
All right, our final question in this segment that people may have, how much, speaking of taxes, will I have to pay in taxes in retirement?
This is the number one question people should be at, or not number one, but it's got to be high on the list, and nobody's answering it. When you go to these big box retail planners, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't do taxes. They have it right on their statement. It says, consult your tax preparer. This is why so many people are in so much trouble in this country when it comes to retirement planning, because they've never planned for the taxation on the money they've saved. We have to sit down and help people talk about things like a Roth account, Roth conversions, how to use Social Security benefits and keep keep your taxes in check while taking Social Security, how to actually take Medicare and receive Medicare benefits when you turn 65 and not end up paying too much for your Medicare premiums because of the taxes in your retirement plan. All this can be addressed when you work with a certified financial planner that does planning. We work with fiduciary advisors that actually have your best interests at heart. And before you do anything, get a written retirement plan. Don't start making investments in this or that or gadgets or widgets. Get a written retirement plan. Chuck, now's the right time. Let's get these phone lines open.
All right, they are open right now.
We're going to take the next 15 callers. I got to go quickly because we're going to run out of time, but we're going to take the next 15 callers that will call in right now, have your appointment book in hand, and simply book an appointment to sit down with a licensed fiduciary and get a plan done by a certified financial planner. Our planning team has certified financial planners that will do your plan and give it to you in writing. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, this is absolutely for you. We'll run a fee report, a tax analysis, an income plan. We'll do all the heavy lifting and give it all to you in writing, and we'll do it 100% free or complimentary with no charges of any kind or any kind of an obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us right now.
800-501-9805 or text WEALTH to that same number, 800-501-9805. A great limited opportunity to schedule at no cost, no obligation, a true practical financial review, a comprehensive review, and the end result for you, a customized written retirement plan. 800-501-9805. Call or text keyword WEALTH, 800-501-9805.
Well, it's been a fast-moving show, Mark, but we've got one more segment.
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, we have listener questions, so we're going to have all that and a whole lot more. Stay tuned on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Back into the conversation with Living Large Radio and moving into Q&A with the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. That is Mark Henry. Mark is guest host of Fox Carolina in Greenville and also the official wealth partner of the Glenn Beck radio program. Consumer advocate Dave Perkins here with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
And Mr. YouTube. He is a YouTube wealth coach as well. Over 10,000 subscribers already. And also Charlotte's wealth coach. You know that. And of course, Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. And he also has some answers. We had a lot of questions in the last segment, but we've got five more to deal with, Mark. So you're all set to go?
Let's see what you got for us today, Chuck. All right, I'm fired up and ready to go.
Gotcha. Jerry says, I've listened to this show for months, and I'm finally ready to come in and talk about my retirement. So I'm actually very excited. So could you explain what that experience is going to be like for me when I visit Alloy Wealth?
Oh, what a good question. That's great. So here's what it's going to be like. It's going to be exactly what we said. And what I mean by that is you're going to sit down with one of our licensed fiduciaries. They're going to discuss, Jerry, your retirement. What are you trying to do? We're going to take a holistic view on it. We want you to bring in your significant other if you have one. We want to sit down and discuss, okay, what does it look like? What are you planning to do? We'll ask questions that most likely you've never been asked by your current financial professional if you've got one. And then we're going to collect all the data And then my planning team goes to work. And most people are completely blown away by the amount of work that goes into building a written retirement plan. When you come back in for your second meeting, you'll sit down with that same fiduciary again. This time they'll put it up on a big screen. We'll have it all prepared in writing. And we'll go through the entire plan based on what you're currently doing, where it's taking you, and what it looks like. We'll show areas of opportunity. And we do it in a very concise manner. And it's actually, there's a report that we give you that'll like kind of like red light, green light, where it'll say, hey, these are the things in your plan that you're currently doing extremely well. These are the yellow the areas of caution. And then if you see the red lights, which most people are going to have a few red lights, those are things you want to go back to your current. You could literally take this back to your current professional that's helping you and say, hey, I had this done by a certified financial planner and I want these three items fixed ASAP. So let's get it done. Or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you could go fix those. And people say, you're really going to do all this and not charge us? Absolutely. That's what's going to happen, Jerry.
All right. Let's go to Rebecca, who plans to retire at 63 and then take Social Security at that time. She says she's four years away from that now. Okay. She's got a mix of financial accounts. She's looking for suggestions on how to best reconfigure or maybe combine these accounts once she stops working. So she wants to know, how do you go about accessing your retirement funds, and do you move a once a month amount into your checking account, or basically I want an easy way to basically set it and forget it.
Talk to Jerry. Yep. Our previous caller, it's time for you to pick up the phone and make an appointment and come in and let us put it all in writing for you, because that's how you do it. Now, I'd love to tell you it's plug and play and it's just set it and forget it. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. No matter who you're working with, whether it's us or somebody else, you will have to meet a couple times a year and make adjustments to the plan. But we can get you headed in the right direction and get you started. It sounds like you're well on your way. You've got a plan in your mind. We need to take all those ideas you have for retirement and put them in writing for you.
All right, let's go to Dan, who's going to be retiring in about 20 months. He says, my pension is only taxed with the assumption that it's my only source of income and doesn't take into account that I'm also drawing from my 457B account. Now, is there any way to avoid what I'm worried will be a huge tax bill?
Yeah, so absolutely there can be. I don't know your particular situation, but that's one of the things that not only for you, but for anybody listening, when you get a retirement plan done, a lot of times people think, well, I've got a plan. I work with a good professional. They're very good. If they have not discussed taxes with you, you don't have a plan. I cannot say it enough. They may be the greatest investment person you've ever worked with, but you do not have a plan for retirement if it does not include taxation. That is such a big factor. Think about it. You could be paying 15, 18, 20, 25, 30% of your dollars coming in could be going right back out in the form of taxation. You could be paying too much for your Medicare premiums. You could be paying too much tax on your Social Security, and you've got to take all the factors together, not just like you said, that one pension with this one assumption of it being the only source of income. Got to get you a written plan.
Barbara wants to know, she's got a daughter just finished her residency. She's very proud of her daughter. Very nice. Yep. And she says, well, I've stressed to her the importance of investing her money. She's been so swamped the last few years. Now that she's completed her program, she's more open to it. But I know that this isn't retirement specific. And she has a few decades before she retires. But would be this somebody could meet with you at even at this time, early in the game of life?
Well, certainly the sooner the better. So we specialize in people that are in their 40s and 50s and heading toward retirement, then obviously the 60s and 70s and 80s and on and on. But we do take clients that are younger all the time to help them get started. We have a big firm. We have a lot of people. Our specialty is really in helping people build written retirement plans and working with people in that area of life. So while we may not be the best fit for her, we can certainly help get her started. We'd be more than happy to set with her. And if we're not the right fit, we can put things in writing for her to get her the education she needs to get her started down this track. And if we are the right fit, we'll tell you. And that sounds like a kind of standoffish answer, but here's the bottom line is, everybody needs to understand, when you walk in the doors of those big box retail firms, they take everybody. If you're breathing and fog a mirror, they're your client. If you're working with a current planner that you know takes everybody that walks through the door, I believe you should be working people with that are selective and picky, because that's how you're going to get the best people behind you to help support you. So I'm the one that'll tell you we might not be the right fit, but we'd be more than happy to sit down with her and get her started. That's for sure.
All right. And the final question of the day comes from Dee, who says, I manage some stocks online and the app has been trying to get me to invest in treasury bonds almost every time that I open it up. Is this a good choice?
I have no idea. I don't know what all you've got invested in, what type of money you're talking about putting in there. But anytime you've got something that isn't selling and trying to encourage you to do something every single time you open it, I would be cautious. Where's your written plan? Let's do this, Chuck. Let's get these phone lines open. There's so many questions today that could have been answered with a written retirement plan. We're going to take the next 15 callers. If you'll do one thing for me right now. Take the number down, pick up the phone, and give us a call with your poem book. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We're willing to sit down with you, my team of fiduciary advisors, whether it's Myrtle Beach, Greenville, South Carolina, Ballantyne, all over North and South Carolina. We will sit down with you in person with a licensed fiduciary. If you've saved $250,000 or more, this is absolutely your opportunity to get what you know you need. A written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner and not pay for it. It's our chance to get to meet with you, and it's your chance to get what you need and get started on a confident financial future. And it all starts with a simple phone call right now.
800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. You can call or you can text keyword wealth to that number. They'd love to sit down and talk to you. And they're offering this practical financial review, a comprehensive review leading to what could be the start of your financial roadmap, getting that financial plan that is prepared by a certified financial planner. So to schedule for yourself, a simple call or text. If you text keyword wealth, the number 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805.
Well, Mark, we've touched a lot of different areas on this show, but I know you've got some final thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to thank everybody today for listening. You know, without you, the listeners, we just don't have a show. We've been on the air now for so many years, double digits now, and it's just been an incredible experience, and we appreciate the listeners, and we try to give good information. We hope you found the information useful and helpful, because that's how it's intended. That's our desire each and every week on Living Large Radio, is to give you information you can use, whether you come see us or not, you can use in your own personal lives. And Chuck, thanks for being on the show with us today. Dave, Jennifer, all the people that make this show possible. Thomas, we can't do it without you. And I always try to end with a bit of good news. And I found this one, and this is right up my alley because my daughter is up there at App State. She's going to graduate. I can't believe she's graduating. She's going to start her teaching in the fall and just a few weeks before her graduation. But I read this one. A teacher in Hawaii had just renewed her CPR training and just renewed, heard her coworkers had renewed the certificate 2 weeks before this incident. And she saw someone choking in their car. And it turned out while riding in the car with her daughter on her way to work, she jumped into action. This teacher went into action. She started choking and it sounded like a complete obstruction of the airway. The medical director said, where the woman was actually treated. She was not able to move any air at all. And this woman was 100 years old. Ryan Roberts, who's a ceramic teacher, this guy at the school in Honolulu, was heading home from work with his two sons when he noticed the car in the left lane just pulled over and stopped. And the passenger, the lady just leaned forward. It turned out she was 100 years old and she was choking to death. And he was able to perform the Heimlich maneuver because he had just renewed his certification and cleared the obstructed airway and saved this 100-year-old woman's life. And again, teachers have such, I'm so nervous about my daughter going into the teaching profession. I'm so glad she's going to be a teacher because the world needs her to be a teacher. She's going to be incredible at it, Amy Henry. But let's be very clear, it's hard right now for a teacher. So this week, do me a favor. When you know someone's a teacher, if you have kids that are still in school, write a little note to the teacher and just tell them thanks. No matter how hard that might be at sometimes, and we don't always agree, let's do something for them. Let's tell them how much we appreciate them. And hopefully stay tuned for another amazing episode next week on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.